just a feeling like a born again teen. Got a heartbeat like we're only 16.
And we are only 16. We just had a birthday. Happy New Year.
Are you still, thanks, Bob, are you still glowing in the joy that was the sweet 16 party we had?
At the 930 Club with so many great fans and so many nice surprises.
We had billed that Sharon Van Etten and Dan Deacon would be there to help us celebrate our birthday, and we had surprise guests. And the very first one, these were all musicians who have meant a lot to us over the years, who have been important to the All Songs Considered
helping us
story.
Helping us celebrate our 16th birthday.
And the first surprise guest was Glenn Hansard.
We love Glenn. And this was last Wednesday. And 2 days before that, David Bowie had died. And he was on everybody's mind. And Glenn Hansard, like everybody else, was playing and listening to David Bowie songs. And he wanted to get deep inside of them, so he started learning them. And he brought one to us as a surprise and a gift for everybody in the audience and brought everyone to tears.
Yeah.
I sat in my hotel room all day yesterday. watching Bowie videos. I'm playing Bowie songs. I just wanted to play Bowie songs all day. I just wanted to learn them. I wanted to ingest them to, and I knew I was coming down here to play for people, and I thought, I've got to have a Bowie song. I want to play a Bowie song. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Do you remember a guy that said, it's such a lovely song? I heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. I got a message from the action man. I'm happy. You're happy too. I've loved all I've needed love. Saw the details fall away. I'm laughing, but nothing is killing. Just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money, and I ain't got no hair. But I'm hoping to quit, but the planet is love, 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 love. Ashes to ashes, funk to funk, yeah. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hidden an old-time love. I stay clear tonight, but those little cream wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. Just one flash of light, but no smoking crystal. Ashes to ashes, funk to funk it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hidden an old-time low. My mama says to get
You better not mess with Major Tom. My mama said to get things done. You better not mess with Major Tom. I said to get things done. You better not mess with Major Tom. My mama said to get things done. You better not mess with Major Tom. Mm-hmm.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Birthday for All Songs Considered that evening was magic, and Glenn Hansard was magic.
He really was, and he only played four or five songs, and with his guitar, he broke a string on when he was doing the song From Once When Your Mind's Made Up, and then grabbed an electric guitar on the stage, and then went back to someone else. I think they restrung his guitar while he was playing that. It was just what an incredible set. And we have so many sets from that night. We recorded all of them, and we will be posting all of these sets in the coming days and weeks.
And we have a version of that, When Your Mind's Made Up, up online now. It's also on the All Songs Facebook page, really beautifully shot and all that. It was such a good night. One of our other surprises was Laura Gibson, our first Tiny Desk performer.
Yeah, we couldn't have a party where we look back on our last 16 years and not have her be a part of it, because, like you said, if it weren't for her, we may not have a Tiny Desk concert series. In fact, at the very first one we did with her, you said on the video that we played for everyone at the 9:30 Club, you said, maybe this will be something, maybe it won't be something, we'll see how it goes, you know. And if she hadn't been such a good sport, it's, you know, no telling, maybe we wouldn't even have Tiny Desk.
But she captured a lot of people's imagination, and the intimacy of the video at the desk just, it was the start of something. And we're very soon, this month, keep an eye out, our 500th Tiny Desk.
I can't believe
it's about
it.
To happen.
Well, we now know that Laura Gibson, and we can announce that Laura Gibson has a new record coming out this spring. She's known for her super quiet folk songs. In fact, that's one of the reasons you invited her to play at your desk, because you went to a club to see her and it was too noisy. And so you said, hey, how about you come play at my desk?
If you leave Stephen out of that conversation, you'll never hear the end
of it. Okay, fine. Stephen Thompson was with you, and he actually joked, we should just have her play at our desk. And out of that joke,
yeah,
the seed of the joke. But anyway, you know, she's known for these quiet folk songs, and but listening to her new record, it's called Empire Builder, it is just bigger and bolder and electrified. It is just so exciting to hear this.
She said she's more proud of this than anything she's ever done.
Yeah, and I you listen to it and you can understand why. This is a lead-off cut from Laura Gibson's new record, Empire Builder. The song is called The Cause.
In the pale of whatever half-love you have left for the olden days, to wake up or trace the plumb line to your death, your pharmacy. What is love then, but to drag a dead deer by its horns from the passing lane? Just to drive on, either to arrive or to escape, not to save some. We were young ones, on the planning stage.
Incredible. I just think it's an incredible sound for her and so excited to hear this.
Yeah, and I love what Laura Gibson's done.
Yeah, Laura Gibson, you know, she's originally from Portland, and back in 2014, she decided she needed to shake things up in her life, and she moved to New York. And in fact, the name of this record, Empire Builder, she got that name from the Amtrak route that she took from Portland to New York. But, you know, when she got to New York, nothing was going right for her. She, within her first week or so being there, broke her foot, and she was bedridden in her apartment, couldn't leave for the first couple of months. And then this past year, the apartment building she was living in, there was this horrible gas explosion, just devastated her place. She lost all of her equipment,
yeah,
all of everything. But she regrouped and she recorded this record. You can really hear the changes that have taken place in her life in these songs. And during her performance at our Sweet 16 party, she played some of the stuff from this record, including a song called Damn Sure. And we will be sharing that along with the other sets we had. We didn't mention we had Dan Deacon, Sharon Van Etten, Glenn Hansard, Laura Gibson. We also had The Suffers do a set. And then Kishi Bashi parachuted in at the 11th hour to perform for us as well.
Yeah, Kishi Bashi flew in to sub for one of our guests who got sick.
And I should say that Empire Builder, the new Laura Gibson record, is out April 1st. April 1st. We're already talking about April releases.
Speaking of bigger sounds, artists with bigger sounds.
It's a feeling like a born-again teen. Got a heartbeat like we're on the 16.
So,
what was it? I didn't know that. When you played that clip, right. I was like, what is that?
Well, this is new music from Lucius.
Oh.
And of course, they did this for our 16th birthday. No, they didn't really. For our 16th birthday, yeah, of course. Yeah. So this is a whole new record they've got. It's coming out March 11th. I'm very excited about a new album from Lucius. It's called Good Grief. It's a play on sort of both the incredibly intense last few years they've had and the great fortune they've had over the past 2 years. There's nothing easy about running all over the world in some ways. This sounds really stupid, but the truth is, to be in a band, you're never home. You never have alone time. Carrie Brownstein's book is a great example of, like, hey, what is it like to be on a road? And none of these people would complain, quote unquote, about it because they'd have it no other way. Right. So I'm not couching it that way. But the record, Good Grief, is sort of about that yin and yang, the amazingness about it, but it isn't easy about it.
It's a grind.
It is a grind. I'm going to play a song from the brand new Lucius record, and the song which starts the way you just heard is called Born Again Teen.
It's a feeling like a born again teen, got a heartbeat like we're only 16.
Good Grief.
Good Grief indeed. The theme for this week's show seems to be artists trying new sounds and continuing to grow and push themselves in new directions. You know, would not have predicted that Lucius would move into such a massive pop sound.
Sean Everett was the producer on this record. He was a mixing engineer on their very first record. Came out a couple of years ago, and he did some production work on the Weezer record that you love so much.
Yeah.
Same guy. The Lucius record comes out March 11th, and it's called Good Grief. And that song was called Born Again Teen.
Support for All Songs Considered and the following message come from Blue Headphones, proud sponsor of the All Songs Considered Sweet 16 Birthday Bash. Called The Perfect Headphones by Esquire magazine, Blue's radical design will reveal detail you've never heard in your favorite music. From MP3s and vinyl to Apple Music and Spotify, you'll hear more of your music with Blue, the headphones with nothing to hide. For a special price, visit the web store at blue-headphones.com and use coupon code SONGS. That's S-O-N-G-S.
Well, another artist who makes a creative leap on her latest record is Tao Nguyen of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Have you heard this one yet?
I haven't.
I know you're a fan.
Yeah.
She's got a new record coming out in March, and like Laura Gibson, you know, Tao's music it's been a lot more playful, not as maybe melancholy as some of Laura Gibson's work, but mostly acoustic music from Tao Nguyen. And on her new record, she goes electric and adds synths. And, you know, she has said that Tao has said that this new album is largely about her relationship with her father, who left her and her family when she was just a small child. And this opening cut that I want to play is called Astonished Man. And on it, she seems to be telling her dad that even though they haven't been together all these years, he's never been far from her heart. And that said, you may be surprised by the sound of this song.
Decades to decide, I need a decision. Decision.
knows he is forgiven.
That's just so terrific.
Yeah, you know, the little chorus that she has in that song, how playful that chorus is, the melody of it is sort of quintessential Tao. But everything else is just so gnarled in it. I love the production on this.
Who did it?
Well, you know, the first thought I had when I heard this is, who on earth produced this record? And it turns out it's Merrill Garbus of Tune Yards.
That's perfect.
Which, yeah, isn't that perfect? I would never think to put the two, but, you know, they're good friends and known each other a long time, and it's perfect. Yeah, despite how introspective this record is, again, it's called A Man Alive. From Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Despite how introspective it is, Tao has said that she wanted it to have power. She wanted it to be beat and bass driven. And if you want something to be beat driven, you can't find a better producer maybe than Merrill Garbus. And they did this at the Tiny Telephone Studios in San Francisco.
Oh, John Vanderslice.
John Vanderslice's studio. It is out March 4th. It's her fourth full-length record. And I can honestly say I have never been more excited to have a new record from her.
So, so Jackson, I turned on your microphone. Jackson is here, and he's our new intern.
Fresh
this is
blood.
This is the first show that you've ever witnessed.
Indeed.
Magic, right?
It really is.
Yeah, it really is magic.
Yeah. See.
Although I'm not allowed
to
talk
close your
about
mic
the
now.
Magic.
Yeah, you can't. In fact, you've already said too much.
Yeah.
Please don't even look at us while we're recording.
Yeah. And don't get too close to Robin.
Yeah. Very big personal space circle here.
Can I get close to
takes
Bob?
Takes almost the whole... You can sit on Bob's lap. He doesn't care.
Tao
I prefer you
here.
Listen to from the room next door.
Which is an appropriate segue to the next record that we have, which is called All My Demons Greeting Me as a Friend.
I love it.
Isn't that amazing? It's by an artist named Aurora. And she was one of my very favorite artists that I saw at CMJ in 2014, the music festival that happens in New York. There were a number of great bands that finally have records coming out. One is a group called Sunflower Bean. Hopefully we'll put some of that up soon. But Aurora is very special. She did a Tiny Desk. She is a delicate flower in many ways in the way she presents herself and the way she sings. She was just 18 years old when she played CMJ and said, I don't even think legally I'm allowed to be in the club I'm in where she played. But now she's got her very first album out. It comes out March 11th, All My Demons Greeting Me as a Friend. And it's a huge sound, again. One more time, I didn't see this coming. It's another wonderful big pop sound. You know, we talked a lot when we did our 16-year roundup show. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard that, we did it this hour and a half long thing where we picked one song from each of the years. That was a podcast previous to this. And talked about how the beginnings of what we did, they're often very intimate sound. A lot of people discovering laptops and bedroom recording possibilities.
Back in the first part of the new century.
That's
back,
right.
Yeah.
And how it's grown and grown and grown. And these records that we're doing are good examples of the bigger sounds and the bigger chances people are taking. So I'm going to play the song from Aurora called Conqueror.
Broken me and broken lemon.
That's a lot of joy.
That's Aurora, and the song is called Conqueror. It's from a record that comes out March 11th. She's 19 years old, Norwegian singer, and you should watch if you haven't seen out there. I know you have, Robin. Don't know if you have, Jackson, but see her Tiny Desk concert. Get an idea of what that sounded like, just her and one other person, and what it sounds like in this monster, wonderful production. She starts a tour of the U.S. in April. I'm sort of excited to see how she's going to bring this sound to the stage. You're going to take us out, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to take us out on Ray LaMontagne, a veteran artist. You know, we've been talking today about artists who've continued to push themselves in new directions. And Ray LaMontagne, you know, he's someone I wouldn't have been surprised if he just sort of camped out on the sound of his first big hit, the song Trouble. You know, it was this sort of rambly, breezy song, and I loved it, but it was very easy to file that under like adult contemporary artist. You know, it was so perfect for his voice. Like, he was born to make music like that. But he's someone who has continued to push himself in different directions.
I've heard this record too. I'm with you.
Oh, it is incredible. It's called Ouroboros. Do you know what that is? It's a snake eating its own tail. So it's like an old Greek symbol of the circle that the snake makes as it's eating itself. Ouroboros. It's a bit of a concept album for Ray LaMontagne. To hear him talk about it, it sounds like he didn't think of these songs as much as they came to him in a vision or something. And
that's sort of how his career started too, if I remember.
Well, yeah, he wasn't a musician in the beginning, and he comes out with the song Trouble. Are you kidding me? And you know, this incredible song that was a big hit for him. But yeah, he said these songs sort of revealed themselves to him, and all he did is agree to follow them wherever they led him. It's a record that he says was written in two parts or two movements, and that vinyl was the canvas that he worked on.
Hmm.
And so when I thought of it in that context, I thought, well, I guess you could say instead of two movements, you could just say say side A and side B. But anyway, I love this first cut that we're sharing from the first movement. It's called Hey, No Pressure. This is by far the grittiest cut from the record. I love the riff in this song. It's right out of the School of the Black Keys or something. It's awesome. Record's out March 4th.
And just in case you don't, all songs, you can follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny Desk is an Instagram because I go to shows a lot, take pictures from there. We were just at Global Fest this past weekend, and I have some, actually I'm going to say there were some beautiful things to take photographs of, and I took some.
Yes.
And then our Global Fest show, our roundup of great world music that we do every January from that festival in New York City, will be this week as well. So it's going to be a lot of good new music this week, and a lot of music you've probably never heard of before, which is always exciting.
And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's NPROBIN. I share candid shots from behind the scenes.
NPR Aubin.
NPR Aubin.
Happy birthday.
Same to you, man.
Yeah, cheers. For NPR Music, here's Ray LaMontagne. It's All Songs Considered.
I hate to watch you. pressure, ain't no pressure. It's all illusion in the end. Ain't no pressure, ain't no pressure. Anything you want to be, you can be. Anything you want your life to mean, you can mean. Ooh. I hate to see
pressure.